Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Today we're in Masechta Shabbos. We're in the fifth parak. We're up to Mishnayos Beis and Gimel, and we're in the middle of our discussion about what animals can go out with on Shabbos. And this mission is going to discuss what an animal can wear because it's there to protect the animal and to help it function properly. Chamor yotzei b'merdas b'zman shikshur lo. A donkey can go outside on Shabbos wearing a saddle cloth for warmth as long as it's tied to the donkey before Shabbos, because donkeys tend to feel cold all the time. And so to keep it warm, they put a saddle cloth on the back and kept it there. So since it needs it for the warmth, not as a masri, not as a burden, but rather as an article of clothing, that is why it's allowed to go out with it. However, that's assuming that it's tied, because otherwise it might fall off the donkey, and someone will pick up the saddle cloth and carry it for amos. And so that's what the mission wants us to know. Zchar miyotzim lebubim, male rams, you can go outside with their reproductive organs covered in a pouch, which is there to prevent the weakness caused by having too much tashmish, too much mating. And so therefore it's a protection, and the animal is allowed to go out with it. But rechelos yotzos shchuzos, kvulos ukvunos. The female sheep can go outside with the tails held up to expose their organs, if you want if the owner wants it to be able to have tashmish, or when he wants it to not have tashmish, it can bring the tail down and tie it down. And if it wants to go ahead and cover it with a garment to keep the wool clean, in order for it to be able to keep the wool clean, you can go out on Shabbos with those things. In that situation, ha'izim yotos churos, the goats can go outside with their teats wrapped tightly to stop it from producing milk, or loosely with a bag attached to it in order for it to catch the milk that's dropping. Right, so in either case, the Tana allows the goat outside because the ties in the bag protect the animal or the functions over here. And so the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi Oser Bekulin Chutzman Arachelin Hakvunos. Rabbi Yossi says you're not allowed to do any of this. They're all considered a masui, a burden, except for the garment put on top around the female sheep to keep the wool clean. That's an article of clothing that can be worn on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, Izin yotos churos liabish. A goat can go outside with the teat wrapped up tightly to dry it out, avalo lechalav, but not to catch the milk. Notice Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Tana that everything is not a masui, except for a bag to catch the milk, because it might fall off and be carried by a person for 4 amos in Rishas HaRabim in the public domain, and that would be carrying on Shabbos, which would be forbidden. Ubamayne yotza, so what can an animal not go out with on Shabbos? So lo yetze gamo b'mitul telos, a camel can't go outside with a tag tied to its tail, because it might fall off and a person might go ahead and carry it 4 amos. Lo akud v'lo ragul, and it can't be put away in chains, because once you tie the animal's legs together, the camel's legs together, so it's in some sort of chain, it causes the animal pain, and that becomes a masri for sure. The same is true for all other animals, that you can't go outside and wearing a tag, because the tag may fall off and be carried for amos, or with the legs tied. Now, a person can't tie camels together in a line and pull the one in the front, because when you're leading that single file procession, it looks like you're taking the animals to the market to have them sold. You can take all the different ropes and pull them as a bunch of camels, but you can't let the ropes dangle for more than a tefach from the hand, because then it looks like you're carrying rope. And you can't wrap it together, because some of the ropes may be made out of wool and some may be made out of linen, and that might be a violation of the laws of shatness. Okay, these are the Mishnayos that as learned today, and Be'ezus Hashem will continue when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.